You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. So what do you guys think about yesterday's topic where we discussed on episode 24 the whole fact of taking a look at positives and negatives and how good we talk about ourselves and how negative we talk about ourselves? What do you guys think about doing a challenge? So in this podcast, in this video, and this blog, and this Connect post, and everything, what do you think it would take for you to be able to sit down and write down one word? One word that can say a positive thing about you that you are most proud of about you. I know I've gotten so much good feedback, but we talked about how most people live in the space of negative. Most people live in the space of how I fail, or how I'm not meeting the expectations of what I thought was going to happen, or how in the journey it's going a lot slower than what I expected, or my professional career isn't going as fast as I wanted. And we're always living in that half full kind of negative space of we're not good enough, or we're not equaling the things that we think we should be equal to. And I got some feedback from some folks that basically talked about the fact that they thought that it could be around that people want to set goals for themselves and be able to continue to strive to be better. So not that what they're doing now is a failure, but more so they want more and they want to be better. And absolutely, 1,000% do I agree with that piece. The concept of the brain work that we put into everything that we're doing here in this journey is built around how do you get your mind right and tight and ready to go to be able to carry out the plan of the day or do the things that you want to do and be good at it and be able to be successful. And then also to have yourself do it for long periods of time that you can feel good about where you're at with it and feel good about the fact that it's going to last you forever. So it isn't about not celebrating. It isn't about not giving yourself more goals to be able to shoot for. But it's more so about being able to celebrate in the fact that you're good and you're awesome and you're great just the way you are. And now to be able to refine that and grow from that and be able to build off of that positive thinking. Because 3/4 of this game is all about that. Some people say that the 3/4 of the game that we're playing right now in our health journey is in the kitchen. How do you cook? How do you eat? Those kind of things. And the other half of the equation is mental work. How do you set yourself up to be able to succeed mentally and be able to continue to invest in yourself and invest in others around you to make sure that you can be successful in wherever you want to go? So with that podcast that we talked about yesterday around the fact of for every negative thought, thinking a positive thought, and then taking inventory of how many negatives and how many positives you're thinking, today's challenge is along the same exact vein. And I want to continue to work on this piece because I think it's important for me to make sure that I also reflect on the things that I want to do. But today's challenge is to write down one thing, just one thing that you're most proud of about yourself. Now this pride can come from anything from your health journey. It can come from anything of how great of a parent you are. It can come from anything of how awesome of a spouse you are and you're always thinking of others, or you volunteer, or you do well for others. Whatever it is that you're most proud about yourself, write it down, put it on a piece of paper, and let's go ahead and share that. So on Connect or on NFLN, do me a favor, post what I'm most proud of myself is, and then fill in the blank. This is an important exercise because we can sometimes say that we're proud of ourselves for the things that we do. We can sometimes talk about it. We sometimes live in that space. But at the end of the day, if we don't put it on paper, it's not on purpose. So on paper, on purpose, means you write that down to make sure you can tap back into that whenever you need it. Whenever you need to be able to tap into what you need and where you're at with your journey, whenever it gets tough. So if it gets difficult and you're sliding, or it gets difficult and drama happens, or it gets difficult and you're not feeling that well, you got to lean in on the things that you're proud of yourself for. Because once we get stuck in that space of drama and get stuck in that space of stuff happening all around us and life happening, which it will, we truly need something to be able to pull us back out of that, because then we start to slide into the negative thoughts, into the dark thoughts, and the thoughts that got us in trouble in the first place. So that's the challenge for today. The challenge, on top of what I had shared yesterday about it being a week-long evolution, for this entire week, write down all the positive thoughts and all the negative thoughts that you have in there. Work them in conjunction with your own mental growth. Work them in conjunction with how you want to think of yourself. How do you want to be better at how you are positioning yourself in your journey? And then today's, on top of that, is writing down the one thing that you're most proud of. Now, here's the other thing about this challenge. This challenge is difficult because I've done it once before. Actually, I've done it a few times, but each time that I do it, my most prideful moment is different each time. Here's the hard part. If you can't think of one thing that you are the most proud of yourself for, if you can't think of that one thing, then there's where your work needs to begin. That's where you need to lean in and say, okay, so if I can't list out fairly quickly the one thing that I'm most proud of for myself, then I need to evaluate how I look and view at myself. Because it doesn't matter if you're 500 pounds, and it doesn't matter if you're unhealthy or haven't exercised, there are things in our lives that we've done that we should be proud of, no matter what. It doesn't matter what your mindset is either. I was depressed when I was in the military. I went to counseling for it. I literally had to go talk to somebody about the fact that I wasn't feeling like I was worth anything to a lot of people, nor myself. So I had to go get help. And one of the exercises that they worked on all the time is, what's your worth? What are you proud of in your life? And I always thought it had to be something financially, or a great son, or a great husband, or a, you know, great dad, all those things. Those are important, don't get me wrong. But what they wanted to dig into is the real root cause of where my depression was coming from. And the real root cause was the fact that I had low self-esteem, and I didn't know how to pinpoint things that I was very proud of. I used my loud voice and my gregarious personality and my Massachusetts attitude to be able to overcome any situation, when internally I was really battling through a lot of stuff that I had to get through. So I didn't know where I fell in the spectrum of pride, and didn't know where I fell in the spectrum of, I couldn't pinpoint it. I would always say, well, I'm outgoing. Well, outgoing is a symptom or a result of other things. Maybe outgoing is a symptom or a result of me trying to overcome the fact that I'm not really that outgoing, but I become outgoing to be able to show everybody that I am outgoing. Ooh, that's some deep stuff, right? So just think to yourself, one thing, that's all you got to do, one thing that you are most proud of, and I want you to write it down, put it on a nice big piece of paper, slap it on the fridge, put it on your mirror and when you're going to shave or do your hair or whatever, just so you can slap it up there to be able to use to reference, to be able to lean back in on. And then I want you to share it with everybody. That's the other hard part. Because we can be proud of ourselves. And one of the comments that has already come in from yesterday's coffee talk was, we're trained in society not to be able to toot our own horn or tout about ourselves and be prideful of the things that we're doing, because it may come across as cocky or arrogant, or I don't know, just not a nice person. Well, that's wrong, because we really should be living in the space of, when you receive a compliment or you give a compliment, to be able to park there for a second and be able to maybe marinate in that a little bit. Be able to sit back and go, hey, you know what? I am proud of the fact that I do that. I am damn proud of the fact that I can do such and such, and you're filling in the blanks there. And if you want to progress to the next stage of that, don't just take that one thing, make it your top five. List out your top five things you're most proud of and write them down. You're going to hear throughout all of my podcasts, you're going to hear throughout all of my journey. That's the one thing that resonated with me in some of my business training and some of the mentorships that I did back in the day was around, if it's on paper, it's on purpose. If you write it down, it has more meaning behind it. It has more weight behind it. If you set a date for something that you want to achieve something, write that date down. If you want to achieve a certain weight goal, write that weight down. Write it down. Because if it's on paper, then it means so much more to you and you can quantify something. You can grab onto something for you to say, yes, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want to accomplish. That's what I'm going for. And you're going to do everything you can to be able to get there. So, again, the exercise. Yesterday's started for a full week. Do it every day. List out your how negative you are talking about yourself. List them all out. And then everything you talk positive about, list those out too. And at the end of the week, you should really quantify that. Or even at the end of each day, take a look at, calibrate, see how you're talking about yourself. That's the first part. Because remember, we're trying to create a habit of being a positive influence in your life. So if you could do that for 30 days, that'd be perfect. But we're only starting with a 1 week increment right now. If you can really start to be able to write down, here's how I was positive, here's how I was negative, I quantified it 5 to 2, 5 to 5, or even on the other side as being more positive, which is great. So that's the first part. The second part is this piece here. Reflect on yourself and just really take a moment to be able to take a look back at your journey and where you're at in life and be able to be proud of who you are and see how easy it is to list out the one thing that you're most proud of yourself. And like I said, if you have multiples, do your top five. Okay? That's the challenge for today. And yesterday, if you guys want to partake, that's great. I would love to be able to see some comments in the comment section on No Finish Line Nation and on Connect for people to be able to just layer in what they're most proud of. Because on top of writing it down and putting it and quantifying that and making sure that you've got something you can look at, what better way to be able to inspire others to be able to say, oh, yeah, you know, they're brave. They put themselves out there like that. And it didn't come across as condescending. It didn't come across as over cocky or arrogant or pompous. It didn't. Because what it did is you're sharing your story with others. And if others see that you have a strength in a certain area, who knows who you're going to inspire? And who knows might reach out to you to say, hey, you know what? I struggle in that area. I'd love to be able to connect with you because I'd love to be able to learn from you and be able to lean in on some of the things that you're most proud of or some of my weaknesses and some of my areas of opportunity. You never know what kind of connection you're going to make from it. So write it down and then post it if you can, because I'm going to post mine and I'm going to put it out there because sometimes, you know, hey, you're putting yourself out there and you're being brave. All these videos people are posting on No Finish Line Nation and everywhere and posts just writing about their heart and their soul is pretty brave for a lot of people, especially people that are closed off or that are usually protective of who they are and what they're doing and where who they're becoming. But No Finish Line Nation, better together, No Finish Line Nation, as you could see on my little wristband, means this goes on forever. And this is, you're creating habits. If you can create habits of can-do attitude and you create habits of positivity and investing in yourself, you're only setting yourself up for success. And then guess what happens after that? You can lead by example with your children and you can lead by example with the rest of your family. People are going to notice. They're going to say, "How? Like, you're always positive about things." Yeah, I am. Because I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. All right, guys. So that's the challenge for today and yesterday. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the comments in the No Finish Line Nation. I hope that I do. If I don't, I get it. If you don't want to put it out there, that's fine. But maybe take a picture of it on your refrigerator and then send it over to me or email it to me at liquidshano1973@gmail.com. And then I can celebrate in some of those and I can talk about some of the really powerful things that you guys are doing and you're proud of out there. Work in this game that we're playing. You know, you guys are warriors out there, so why not celebrate in the fact that you're a champion and you're doing things the right way? Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk later. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.